Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, and thanks for logging on to YAT Radio. It's time for Breaking Chains, Raising the Sound, featuring the spirit-filled, soothing sound of a mind-blowing experience. Sponsored by the Williams Music Group.
All right, thank you very much. Good evening. God bless you. I greet you in the name of God the Father, God the Son, Jesus the Christ, God the Holy Spirit. I pray all is well with you all throughout the land. Wherever you find yourself right now, whatever mind state you are in, I pray that you are leaning on Jesus and you are accepting him as your Lord and Savior. Just put it in God's hand. It's going to be all right. Just take it from somebody that's been there, in there, and doing it right now, presenting everything to him. How you doing? I want to welcome to Raising the Sound from Breaking Chains. I let us humble ourselves right now and go before the throne of God and open up with prayer, please. Most gracious and merciful Father, in the name of your Son, Jesus the Christ, Lord God, we come led of the Holy Spirit, giving you all the honor, all the glory, and all the praise, Lord God. Just telling you thank you, Lord God, with breath in our bodies, opening our eyes to see another day of your creation, Lord God. Father God, forgive us for our sins and our unrighteousness before you, Lord God. Father God, we thank you for your Son, Jesus the Christ, Lord God. We thank you for our lives, Lord God. Right now, Father God, we ask that you come in right now, Father God, and stand guard over this podcast right now, Raising the Sound. Father God, we ask that you bless our special guest this afternoon, Father God, all the listeners, Father God, hearers and doers of your word. Father God, it's time to break chains. YAT Radio is signing on in your name to give you all the honor, all the glory, and all the praise. In Jesus' name we pray. All God's children say amen, amen, amen. You know what time it is. It's time to suit up. Put on your full armor of God. YAT Radio is signing on. Breaking chains. Raising the sound. Let's get big with it, y'all. Let's go.
Let's go. I don't know what you're going through, but we stop by to tell you that what's in front of you is bigger than what's behind you. Your destiny, your promise, your future. You might as well shout before you get it, because God sent me here to tell you that what he has for you, it's gonna be big.
I believe
that it's my season.
That it's my season.
You ought to declare that over your own life. Say, I believe.
And I believe
that it's my time.
That it's my time.
It's my time.
It's my time.
And I can feel it.
And I can feel it.
Say, breakthroughs in the room.
Breakthroughs in the room.
If you want it, anticipating.
Anticipating.
God's getting ready to move.
God's getting ready to move.
Listen, you ought to declare this over your own life. Say it.
For I know
God,
my God,
he's working,
a miracle.
Just for me.
Just for me.
And it's gonna be. I'm running into destiny, shouting into my promise. Why?
God's gonna.
Yeah.
You're listening to Breaking Chains. Call in live during the show at 858-357-9137. And listen live on our website at youngadultstalk.org.
All right. Thank you, big bro. Welcome back to the show. Breaking Chains, raising the sound. Good afternoon. How are you? Pastor Rod hanging out with you. Oh, man. I'm telling you, every Sunday we're growing, we're elevating, and we're just opening the windows for you to receive what God is opening his windows. You know what I'm saying? In order for you to receive it, you got to open up too. So, you know, it's a Sunday that we bring in the sounds that are glorifying him. And today we have this is definitely a very special guest because, man, the way that the way that this happened, I'm going to be honest with you. It wasn't nothing but the Holy Spirit working and God's favor was upon this podcast this afternoon. I'm just going to be honest with you. You know, when I hear that song by Pastor Mike, how things are going to be big, and you have to, when you hear a song like that, you have to sing that song. You have to learn a song like that and prophesy that over your life. You know what I'm saying? Stop waiting on man to tell you that. You understand what I'm saying? Start speaking that in your life. Start, you know what I'm saying? Start speaking the word of God over you. You know what I'm saying? Because see, you can't be no good to anybody else until you become good to yourself, until you love yourself, until you elevate yourself, until you prophesy over yourself, because God instilled in you what he instilled in all of us. It's up to us whether or not we want to receive it, feed off of it, and grow. You know what I'm saying? So this afternoon, it's not about you. It's not about me. It's about giving him glory. So this afternoon, we are raising the sound, and our very special guest this afternoon is gospel recording artist, Minister Warren Thompson. And want to say God bless you, sir. Good afternoon. And once again, let me say this openly and to the public. God bless you and thank you for this last minute opportunity that God placed in your spirit for you to accept and to be available. Oh, my God. To be available at the last minute to come on this show. So God bless you, sir. And thank you for coming on to Raise the Sound. Everybody, Minister Warren Thompson. Good afternoon, sir. God bless you.
Good afternoon. How you doing?
Hey, man, I'm on fire over here for God, man, because how everything worked out, you know what I'm saying? Wow.
Amen. Amen. To God be the glory.
Amen. Amen.
Ready at all times.
That's right. That's right. That's right. That's what he told. If we accepted that charge and that call, he told us to be prepared in season and out of season. So this last minute opportunity, sir, and we're going to have to just make this like a powerful show simply because of the way that it happened. So we know that it wasn't nothing but the Spirit of the Lord that took over. Everybody, let me say this. Mrs. Ebony Jarman was supposed to be here today. I've been promoting that all week, and everybody kind of knows how things go here around here, Breaking Chains. And she had an event to come up, and we definitely wasn't going to stand in the way of that. But we called on Mr. Michael Slater, who was just on last weekend, and asked of a favor. Hey, sir, do you have someone that we can feature today? And because he called Mrs. Jarman for me, and she informed him of what was going on. So everybody, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, Minister Warren Thompson was placed in the path, and God sent him on in. So tell us about the life of Warren Thompson. Who is Warren Thompson?
All right. I'm originally from Mobile, Alabama. I moved to New Orleans in 2016. God was telling me it's time for a change. It's time for a different scenery because I was beginning to be too comfortable in the city that I was in. Hallelujah. And just like you told Abraham to move, so I moved to this city, didn't know anybody. And I went to school here. I went to Southern University at New Orleans, where I became the SGA president. And things just began to open up and blessings began to fall in my lap. And I just thank God for that because the way I was going when I was in Mobile, it was leading to destruction. But God had a call on my life. Had a call on my life, and I answered the call. And you know, sometimes you answer the call, but you weren't ready. You follow me? And so God has moved me. That's why I'm here in New Orleans now.
Okay. Okay. So so tell us about when you were young, and how did you know, what was your lifestyle like growing up, and how did you know that this is, you know what I'm saying, this was something that you would want to be doing? What was your lifestyle like growing up? What was that all about?
Growing up, I was considered the black sheep of the family.
Yeah.
The outcast, the one that nobody really wanted to be around. I had some things that happened to me that some of my family don't even know that happened to me. I went through some things. I was homeless, and now I'm not homeless. Growing up, it's just some things that got, that I had to go through to get to where I am now. So basically, that's why God placed in my heart, I've learned. The new single that's coming out.
Yes.
Yes, sir. God placed it in my heart. And the reason, because I had to learn to, this is not a plaything. You're going to be for God or you're not going to be for God. You're gonna serve the devil or you're going to serve God. God had to sit me down and say, hey, look, because I've been going to church ever since I was 2 years old. I thank God for this lady called Geraldine Oliver from True Miami Shea Baptist Church in Mobile, Alabama. She was the very first person allowed me to stand in front of a choir to direct. That's my dream. I love to direct choirs. I am a choir man. I understand about the praise and worship and contemporary, but I'm just an old-fashioned gospel person.
Okay. So out of everything that you, the turmoil that all of us go through, the turmoil and the setbacks that you were having in your life, when did you know that God was calling on you to do what he's called you to do and get the assignment that you're on right now?
To be honest, to fully understand the call that I was on, I was 35 years old. I knew that I was in church, because like I said, I went to church when I was 2 years old. I was in church doing stuff, but I still was the bad boy. I was, like I said, I was outcast. Go through things. I'm not saying I was perfect. And I wasn't all together, but still, through it all, I knew something was different because I never could fit in with the crowd. I always was all by myself at all the times. I used to try to hang with the crowd and do what the crowd did. I can remember one day, my friends were smoking cigarettes, and I tried to hit the cigarette, and the cigarette tasted so nasty. I said, oh, no. I said, that wasn't for me. But I just noticed that different things about my life that I know that I couldn't do that other people would be able to do.
So in saying that, young people out there, people that are, may listen to this show later, when they go through, because that's a lot of peer pressure. And it's worse now than when you were a teenager growing up. You know what I'm saying? When I was a teenager growing up, it's different. And what would you say to a young person right now? Because there's a lot of peer pressure. There's a lot of things that they see they want to try because they see other people doing it. What would you say to young people today, and even an adult? What would you say to them today about situations like that and what they need to do when situations arise in their lives like that?
I would say have a firm belief. A belief and faith in God. I would say, look to the hills from which come your help, knowing your help comes from the Lord. It's also a mind thing. If your mind is made up not to do it, keep that faith, keep that, hold on to that. Because once you are in it to win it, you are in it to be the best that you can be. Because God created just only one you, and you can be the one that makes the difference in someone else's life. I often say that I might be the only Bible somebody reads. So I have to act accordingly. In other words, I have to do what I need to do in Christ and be a leader, not just one of the people that preach, talk, and live another life. I have to practice what I preach. I have to practice what I teach. I have to be an example. I'm 38 years old, and I'm just realizing that I wish I knew this when I was in my 20s, that the closer you get to God and the closer you get to Christ, things open up for you.
Mm. Amen to that. That's the truth. Amen. Amen. So in saying that, Minister Thompson, do you feel, and I ask this question to everybody because it's a serious question. A lot of people don't like to talk about it, but do you feel we as the church are doing a good job in educating and teaching the people about how to understand the word of God and how to accept and receive it? Because we quote scripture all day long. But what about the person that doesn't understand it? You know what I'm saying?
Because
Jesus said he came for the unsaved, not the saved. So how do you feel about that, sir?
I feel like this. To me, to answer your question, the first part of your question, I would say we failed. We have failed big time.
My God.
Because
Lord,
the reason I say this, and, you know, I might have some preachers that disagree with me. The reason I say this is because we as preachers, we preach to the or at the people instead of coming down and meet the people where they are at.
Come on now.
And I look at the life of Jesus. If you really study the life of Jesus, like you said, he didn't go and hang out with the big people. He was with the people, the outcasts, the ones
that's right.
Think about it, the woman at the well.
My God, my God.
Okay, now remember when the crowd brought the other woman and they were going to stone her. Remember?
Yes.
But
that's
see,
right.
That's the church. We want to beat on one person. We took two of them. Where was the man at when they brought the woman? Come on now. So in other words, what I'm trying to say is, how can you, if you're going to chastise one and don't chastise others, you still have a broken. So the church has failed us big time. Even to the pastors, because a lot of people, now I know a lot of holiness churches and Church of God in Christ and all them going to get upset with me, but how can you, like you want to bring someone into the church, they might not have church clothes or church attire or the church attire that you think they should be having. Let the children, let the people come into the church. Let them receive the word of God. Let them receive God first, and then God will do the work from the inside out. Stop trying to clean the fish before you even catch it.
Oh, boy, boy, boy. Minister Thompson, have you been listening to the Breaking Chains podcast, man? Have you been listening? Because we sure been talking about that right there. You talking right there.
Wow,
I'm serious. Boy, look at here. And this your first time ever on this show. So, you know, boy, look at it. The Holy Spirit, know he busy.
Yes, sir.
He is busy.
We as the church have to stop that. We have to, you know, because they will want, and like I said, stone the woman because she have her own pants. What that got to do with back in the Bible days, everybody most of all rose.
My.
And the only difference, it was by a rope. That's how you know it was a man rope and from a woman rope. Let's do some study. The Bible says, "Set us to show that stuff approved, rightly divide the word of truth."
I'm sorry.
I get caught up on that topic because it gets me because we always want to throw rocks and hide our hands. Let's talk. Let's us preaching at the people. Let's tell them, hey, God can deliver you from homosexuality because I was a homosexuality. God can deliver you from crack because I used to be on crack. You see, when the people can understand the position that you are in, Hallelujah. And Ooh. Where you are at, God will deliver Ooh. Them from that. Okay. Oh,
my
Jesus.
God.
Thank you, Lord.
My God. See, I knew this was going to be a powerful show.
Jesus. Ooh, thank you, Lord.
Lord. Have mercy, Jesus. See, these kind of testimonies are not heard anymore. And the testimony that you're giving and the confession that you're making, do you feel, listen, you are a gospel recording artist. And the things that, see, you can tell when, listen, you can tell when someone is dedicating their sounds to the Lord and their gifts to him and not to the dollar, not to man. You know what I'm saying? The glory is going to him. You know what I'm saying? And who's going to be saved, going to be saved through the Holy Ghost. Period.
Thank
you,
Lord.
Yeah. Period. You know, we are the disciples. We are to go out. We are to go out and preach the gospel, teach the gospel, spread the gospel of Jesus Christ.
That's right.
And there's something you said about stooping to their level. I think that people in these high positions don't understand what it means to stoop to someone's level. I think that they feel that they've got so materialistic and worldly that when you say you need to stoop to someone's level, you feel that you're being belittled instead of knowing that you're just reaching down to extend a helping hand to be a good Samaritan to help a brother or a sister up, help them through a situation.
Right.
You understand?
That's right.
And so when you speak like that, do you have a issue that people, like you say, will be upset with you, not want to book you, to bring you in? How do you deal with that? Oh, because my God, you're keeping it real.
Actually, a lot of people, see, I have a bubbly spirit and I joke, you know, I'm joyful a lot. But when I'm up ministering, I be real because I want the word of God to go out. Remember, the
Amen.
Bible said the word shouldn't go back to void, correct? So
Amen.
I want it to go out there, and I don't want it to go on deaf ears. If they know about me, and I'm up there preaching, and I'm living, and I'm trying to live the best that I know how to live, hallelujah.
Mm.
And you know, if I need something, if somebody that needs deliverance, I'm not going to go and say, oh, you shouldn't talk down on that person because they need deliverance. Praise God.
Come on now.
I'm going to tell them something that I've got delivered from.
Jesus.
And see, the thing about it is, the ones who got truly delivered from a situation, you can talk about it. You can preach about
Amen.
It.
That's,
you can
Amen.
Invest in that person.
Amen.
And you and then not only that, you can bring that person on over on the Lord's side. But a lot of people don't want to do that because they are ashamed of what they did. My adopted mother, praise God, Larissa Soul, she told me, if you're big enough to do it, don't be ashamed of it.
My God. Ain't that the truth? Ain't that the
truth? A lot of people are ashamed of what they did in the past. Guess what? We all are accepting.
You better say it. Say that.
Well,
I don't think they heard you in the back, preacher.
We all are in something.
Come on.
And that's why that's why I'm trying to build a platform and an avenue for ministry, period. I don't believe ministry should just be on Sunday.
Come on now.
I don't believe that you should be witnessing
Ooh.
Just on Sunday or praising God just on Sunday. Because I can remember, and this scripture just sticks with me. Psalms 34. I will bless the Lord at all times.
All times.
See, a lot of people forget about that part, and His grace shall continue to be in my mouth. But see,
Amen.
The first part of the scripture said, at all times. So when
Amen.
You're depressed, you better praise God. When you're going through something, you need to praise God. When death come around in your family, praise God. Because it's going to be God that want to take you over that hill and
yes,
not me. Glory to God.
yes, yes, yes. See, that's what I'm talking about.
I'm trying to keep myself. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Yeah, well, see. Well, see, let me say something to you, preacher. Round here, yeah. Round up in these here parts right here, everybody know
okay.
This. On Breaking Chains, we don't allow anybody to hold back nothing round up in here.
Hallelujah.
When the Holy That's Spirit the say, open up and move, we tell you to speak up and speak out and break chains. That's what this show
Amen.
Is all about. We come up against
Amen.
The enemy. We ain't coming up against not one mankind human being, period. We coming up against the evil spirits that lurk around them and in them. That's who we come at.
Thank you, Lord.
We chain breakers. We don't care about that enemy, man. That's who we he out here stirring up things, so we stir up things in his atmosphere too. We ain't afraid. We
That's
got on
right.
the full armor of God. We got guardian angels and dipped in the blood of Jesus. Ain't nothing he can do with us, because we the church, and upon this rock. He said he was going to build a church, and the gates of hell
and
cannot
right.
prevail against it. If I'm the church preacher, how in the world hell going to prevail against me? Man, God.
It can't. It cannot.
It cannot. It cannot.
When you were saying break everything, something came in my spirit just then. A lot of people, it's broken, and they say they deliver from stuff, praise God, but we got to start destroying this stuff. When something is destroyed, you cannot put it back together.
Cannot.
That nursery rhyme come to mind with Humpty Dumpty sat on a wall. A Humpty Dumpty had a great fall. Because of pride, he had a great fall. Because he was high and lifted up. Because that's why he had the great fall. And he got destroyed. God destroyed him.
You can't, a lot of these Humpty Dumpties in the fall.
And once you fall, and then when God, when that spirit, well, I'm talking about the spirit, when that bad spirit get destroyed, then God can come in and put what he need to put in you, for you to be elevated and do what you have to do. But you can't be familiar with people.
My God.
Y'all, you see, because a prophet is not honored in his own land. So God
he
had to move
is.
Me to a whole nother city. To
well,
open my eyes, get the scales off my eyes, and unplug my ear. So we got to protect our ear gates. A lot of people have a lot of trash be dumped in their trash can. And some of the trash is not even yours.
My God.
Why would you carry somebody else's load? God, you got your own load now. You got 150 pounds on you already. But then here comes somebody else with 150 pounds. Then after a while, you're going to need a new back. Because your back's going to be wore out.
Lord, have mercy. My God.
My God.
Listen, I tell you.
Thank you, Lord.
That brings us. I need everybody to meditate on that for a minute, and I need you to because see, this first song I'm about to bring on is called "I've Learned," and from where you were to where you are, people that know God see what you have learned.
Yes, sir.
If you know God's, Jesus said, my sheep know my voice.
And it's great.
They know his voice. No matter how he's speaking, they know when he's speaking. And listen, in a quiet whisper or in a raging storm, you'll
yes,
be able to hear.
Yes, sir.
You'll be able to hear. Prophet, we hear God speaking. In your voice. He's using
Jesus.
You. He's using you to speak to the people. And what has happened with the statement that you just made about, you know what I'm saying, about knowing the person. They were thinking they knew too much about you and wasn't knowing what they needed to know about you in the spirit.
My God.
See, because see, I hear, you know what I'm saying? When I heard you say that, what hit my spirit was that, listen, I used David. He was a murderer.
Nah. Come on now.
He said a man had him killed and took his wife. He was an adulterer. He was a murderer. He was a luster. He was all kind of things. But look
look what
the lineage Jesus came through.
Yes, sir.
So you know, when we go to judging and putting our mouths on people and pointing a finger, you know, and lying and deceiving, oh man, I just won't talk about it today. But let me pause, because see how we get started here and get to talking and going, and we won't even play no music. Be around here educating and teaching. Let's put a couple songs in here first. Let's put a couple songs in here too. So I've learned, you were going through things when you wrote this song. Tell about the birth of I've Learned.
Okay, the birth of I've Learned is what I've learned. Just like I was saying earlier, I was going through some things, and
right.
Like, you know, I remember when Shirley said that she used to play church all the time. I said, okay, God, I'm gonna do what you say do. I'm gonna go to church. I'm gonna do this, but I still was doing my dirt. But God had to get my attention for real. And when he got my attention, he dropped his spirit. Now I want you to be holy. Because Leviticus 10 and 10 said put a difference between clean and unclean, holy and unholy. And when he gave me that song, he said, now walk in it. You are learning how to live holy. You're learning how to live right. And so all your troubles, trials will be over. Did you follow me?
Mm.
Then at the end of the song, it said, none but the righteous and the pure in heart shall see God. That's all it says. That's all it says. We're trying to work get to heaven. Hallelujah.
Yes. Mm. Ladies and gentlemen, Prophet Warren Thompson. Is I've Learned, YAT Radio, raising the sex.
You're listening to Breaking Chains, Raising the Sound on YAT Radio.
All right, all right, all right. Welcome back to the show, Raising the Sound. Prophet Warren Thompson. Oh, man, I tell you. That's that good old church music when you were growing up, boy. You'd be in the choir just going.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
So tell me a little bit about Warren Thompson, Minister Warren Thompson, and the vision of Judah. Tell me about that.
Minister Warren Thompson, the vision of Judah started in 2016 when I moved to New Orleans, Louisiana. I was at the University of Southern University at New Orleans, and God gave me a vision because I always love community choirs. I love choirs. I'm a choir man. And so I've got some young people together, and, you know, throughout the pandemic, you know, they had to go back home and stuff. So I had some other people who from different churches and choirs to come together to help me with this project that we are doing. That I've learned is a single that Vision of Judah and Friends are doing. And like I said, none but the righteous and the pure in heart shall see God. And God allowed me and told me that you can do all you want to do, but you ain't right. Are you not pure? You ain't come to see me. Hallelujah.
Mm. Mm.
Thank you.
My.
Right,
so talk to me about the music today, the music industry, and the lack there of support in the industry today. Because of certain standards, certain cliques, we being straight up here, so you know, let's talk about that.
Okay.
Because you know, how do you feel about that?
Actually, I said the people who does that to me is not Christ-like. Why you say that? I'm glad you asked. I think they have a craft-like spirit. If you put crabs in the bucket, what is crap going to do? Try to fool you down.
Each other down. That's right.
So in us, because Jesus came to help, right? And you say you're Christ-like, so why you not helping and promoting and pushing your brother and sister? Especially if you have made it and you know what to do, you can reach back and pull somebody up with you. Let us all go to the table and eat. And you follow me.
Amen. You know, with you saying that, you know, I'm glad that your answer came out like that, because that it's not only in the music business, it's in business, period. I just feel that a lot of us, and we call ourselves God's children. Let me start off that way. I feel that if we're gonna say that we are Christ-like, you know, we Christians, you know what I'm saying? We blood-bought believers, you know what I'm saying? We should exemplify those qualities, you know what I'm saying?
That's right.
We should look just like that, because the scripture does say in the book of Genesis, chapter 1, 26, 27, that he says, let us make man in our, image, after our own likeness. That means that we going to look like him, and we're supposed to act like him. That's what likeness is. You're supposed to look like your daddy and act like your daddy. You know? And the whole while, we are putting ourselves down here acting like our worldly fathers and our worldly daddy-like images. You know what I'm saying? You know, instead of putting our godly image first. Because the scripture does say, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and all of his righteousness, and all things will be added to you. So, do you feel that the world has interfered and somewhat taken over a lot of the, let me just say it. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Say it like you say it. Taken over areas that God's children are supposed to be in, and we've sold our souls to the devil and sold God's house over to the faith-based initiative and to the...
I totally agree with you. Reason being, because some artists won't even come out unless you're paying them. Some artists won't even come out. I'm the kind of person, if you call me, and if you can't afford me, I'm still coming. I'm not for the money. I'm never reach out to the mission for Vision of Judah is winning the loss through song. So if you're going to win the loss, you can't put a price on God's soul. Jesus didn't put a price when he died on the cross for you.
Come on.
But you want to put a price on his music. What it is, the church is being ran like a business too much.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
So we have to stop running the church like a business and running like God told us to run it. He said, seek ye first the kingdom of God and everything else will be added. My God.
Now that's what he said. You know, that's there, but that's he said. And the thing about that too is that a lot of people have distorted his word and tried to pull a lot of people away from his word, say that's the white man's book. It probably was published by the white man, but God wrote it all about you. That's what the confusion. It's not about him. He is the
but
one.
But you know
that
the problem is.
Come on now.
The problem is they don't activate the word. If you can have a plug to a heater, if you don't put it in the power source, you won't get any heat out of that electric heater.
Amen.
You got to activate what you got. He told Moses, use what you got in your hand. That's the problem. We're not using the elements and the things that we have that God has provided for us.
Come on. My God.
Lord.
See, that's good teaching. And because you just like I asked you earlier about the teaching and the lack there of it. Because you know, the most I think a lot of people I'm gonna say a lot of people, not everybody, because the devil's folks know who you are. A lot of, and I'm going to use it in a general way, a lot of us don't know who we are and whose we are. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And the power and authority and dominion that he has placed inside of us. Because if we're going to believe what the word says, the word tells us that greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. That means that the Holy Spirit dwells in me. The Spirit of the Lord is with me at all times if I accept and receive and have faith in it and trust in it.
Amen.
That means whatever I speak shall come into existence if it's God's will.
Amen. And that's the issue there, because the Bible does tell us greater than he. So if we're going to be greater than he, and then also the Bible tells us greater works that we should do. Mm. When Jesus left, he said, greater works you going to do, right?
Mm. That's right.
So some of this stuff we going through is because you want to go through it. Power, life, and death is in your tongue.
You say that
power,
now.
Blessings and curses is in your tongue.
That's right. That's right.
He told us greater works. Greater. That means we going to do, if he raised the dead, we could be able to raise the dead. With this faith in his Holy Spirit. The issue is we don't have the faith.
I do believe that a lot of people, there's a lack there. He told us in all that getting get an understanding. And there's a lack there of understanding. But he also informed us that my people perish for the lack of knowledge. He said, because we reject the knowledge now. You know what I'm saying? And if we look around today, we see our children suffering right now. We see generations of people suffering right now because we didn't prepare ourselves. We didn't educate ourselves. We wait no man to tell us what man wasn't going to tell us to limit us in the first place.
Yes, sir.
So when you look at situations like that, do you feel that the most powerful entity on the earth, which is the church. Are we deceiving the people?
You, like I said, the church has failed big because we're not doing what we're supposed to do, first of all. You get what I'm saying? We're supposed to set a standard, yes. But also we have to meet the people where they are, yes. But we, just because we meet them, that don't mean you got to go out there and do it. The same thing there. You're supposed to be winning them over to Christ, not them winning you over to the devil.
Okay. So it's all about the money.
That's right. It's all about the money. That's all they think about. We got a lot of prosperity preachers, but we don't got no teachers. No word preachers. The reason the people, when they are down, is if they don't have no word in them to bring them up, because
that's right.
And nobody told them. If your church is like it is down here in the South, when they say Bible study, they be having church. They don't be having Bible study. How you gonna study the Bible? And you need to be teaching instead of preaching.
Wow. No teaching. All the time preaching.
Preaching everything. All the time.
So the prosperity has led people into believing a lot of things that we should have better understanding of. When you say a lot of people, you know, a lot of people are spiritually dead. I think that we're trying to gain a way to bring people back physically from physical death. And, you know, if you would have not taught that and preached that so much, people wouldn't have to be wondering why over 600,000 people are dead right now from COVID-19. You know,
that's right.
That pulls a lot of people away from a relationship with God. You know what I'm saying? Pulls a lot of people out of the body of Christ. And that means that we have to make sure that we stay on point to let you know that, guess what? God still loves you. You know what I'm saying? God loves you. You know, no matter what you're going through, no matter what you heard, you know what I'm saying? God is real. You know what I'm saying? God is the truth. You know what I'm saying? He is the creator of heaven and earth. And it's something, because I think that we have, and I'm still speaking in general, everybody doesn't fit in this category. So you don't have to sit back over there talking about, he ain't talking to me, I ain't that person. Maybe not.
That's
right. Speaking in general right now. If you're doing the work of the Lord and you sold out to Jesus Christ, God bless you. We lift you up on high. But we praying for the ones right now that's pretending to do the work of the Lord, because Jesus said to everybody that say, Lord, Lord, won't enter into the kingdom of heaven. So you know what I'm saying? We want you to act like you hanging on the cross next to him at his day of when they murdered him and hung him on the cross, and pretend like you. Choose which side that you hanging on. The one that's talking about, won't you just take us all down off these crosses? Or you the one over there saying, Lord, forgive me. You know what I'm saying? When you get into your kingdom, Lord, remember me. Are you that person? Preacher, let me say something. We want to move to this next song, because I want to talk about this song. Oh, because, you know, when you made that statement, you know, it was like, oh, okay. Because are they listening? You know what I'm saying? The things that are being said today are things that we talk about every day. It's a blessing, and it's very soothing to my heart right now to hear someone come on the air that is a gospel recording artist to be open and honest about things that are going on around us. And I want to talk about some things after this song here. But let's talk about what brought on the song. Oh, talk about that.
I was at my lowest point in my life. Like, I was going through some things, and, oh, my God. I was sexual abused, physically abused, mental abused. I was going through it a lot. I was raped, and that's how this song came about.
Oh, my God.
Jesus.
ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, breaking chains, raising the sound, Prophet Warren Thompson. It's called Oath, right here on YAT Radio.
If my people, which are called by my name, will humble themselves and pray and seek my face. VOJ came to tell you, God honor a worshiper. The Bible declares you must worship him in spirit and in truth. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Come on, soprano, let me hear you say. Come on, say, oh. Say, oh. Comes
Good afternoon, and thanks for logging on to YAT Radio. It's time for Breaking Chains, Raising the Sound, featuring the spirit-filled, soothing sound of a mind-blowing experience. Sponsored by the Williams Music Group.
All right, all right. Thank you very much. Welcome to the second hour. I tell you, man, look at here, look at here. Woo! Get involved in the conversation. You want to log on live streaming at www.blogtalkradio.com, YAT Radio. Send us an email. You know, got something you want to send in to us, webreakingchains@gmail.com. That song right there, listen, if you don't feel it, listen, I got to just tell you like it is. If you didn't feel that, You don't know or have a clue who the Lord is, and you need to ask for some assistance in building a better relationship with Him. Seriously, my God, powerful song, preacher. I'm that song right there. Just took me somewhere else, man. I tell you, man.
Wow.
All right. Let me get my composure, man. I'm just like gone now. Yeah. Just like that. Tell me something about what can we do? What is it that we need to be doing right now to get back on track with God, to strengthen the church again without Him having to be because see, he left us here to, with an assignment to do, and by us dropping the ball, what is it that we need to do to get back on point, to be pleasing in His eyes again?
Go back to our first love.
What about the ones that don't know what that is? Who that is?
Basically, that question was for the church.
Preacher. That you right. Amen. You absolutely correct.
That wasn't for the ones
that's right.
Who don't know. That was for the church. That's for the preachers, the pastors. If they don't preach and teach right, correctly, the people who are lost, they won't come to Christ. They will not come and surrender. That question was directly to the church.
Yes,
we, as the church, have to go back to coming back to our first love.
My.
And we don't get back to our first love. If the church don't stand up and be the church again, the people going to be lost.
That's right.
That's the problem. The church
is,
like I said, they lost their standards. They have lost everything. The church need to be the church again. And people will start thinking about it. People have lost so much respect for the church. They'll go smoke on the church property now. They drink on the church property now. And they pee on the church property now. It used to be a time when you see a preacher, the winos would try to hide their alcohol. But now they don't hide it. They don't try to. They still cuss in front of the pastor and the preachers. So it is. We as the church got to get back what we need to get to.
Lord, have mercy.
Thank you, Lord.
Lord, have mercy. So with us having a house of God on every corner.
The reason you got a house of God on every corner because they didn't want to line up and be obedient to the leader. The shepherd of the house. They got mad and want to start their own ministry.
My. So do you feel that has that happened? Is that with everybody, or does God have a hand in that too?
It depends on how you look at it. Everybody want to be the leader, but nobody want to be a follower.
That's right. A lot of that going on. What about... Go ahead.
I was just going to say, that's why we have to stay in our lane and know what we supposed to be doing. If everybody's staying in lane, the world and work together, if everybody's staying in lane, work together and be humble, we'll have a better world.
Amen. Amen. So true. So true. So true. Do you feel that with everything that is going on around us, separation of church and state, is that still, why is that still so important?
Because let me tell you, when you take God out of something, you can look for it to fail.
Amen to that. Yes.
When you take God out of it, you're going to look for this fail. You have to have God in it. If God not in it, it ain't going to work.
That's right. Amen. 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 Amen to that. So, Prophet Al, if you don't mind, I would love for you to... I'm going to take you through a couple of things here because, you know, you gave up some of your Sunday evening and I don't want to hold you all evening. But I do want you to make a couple of statements and talk to the people. And we're going to go to the different categories because some things need to be said. And it's something that we do every week. With everything going on with our young people today, especially our young black males, we don't instill any separation of people. We don't do that. We believe in mankind, but we also believe in, I'm a black man. So I have to direct my message to my people too, directly. And we speak in general, but then we have to come, to our folks, and say some things, that a lot of people are afraid to say, because you know, the tithes and offerings gonna stop. So we want to make sure.
And that means, I'm sorry, I cut y'all.
No, go ahead. That means, go ahead.
I was just going to say that means the blood going to require it of, on your hand. You don't want the blood to require it your hand.
That's right.
Why you need to speak what God tells you to speak. And when you come to the black, see, I'm all for Black Lives Matter. I'm all for it. I'm all for it, all that. But until us black people stop killing one another, how can you say all, you know, Black Lives Matter and we killing one another?
Yeah, and that's something that you say that because what I've been saying on the air every night is that, you know what I'm saying, if black lives matter, black lives need to matter to black lives.
That's right.
That's the bottom line.
I totally agree.
That's you know, there's no reason for us getting up raising all kind of sand and going at somebody else and we not coming at and sitting down and getting it right in our own communities. We need to stand up and take back our communities and get order back. You know what I'm saying? Because if Big Mama or Grandmama was around, you know what would be happening. I'm talking about them real old school grandmamas. I ain't talking about the modern day grandmamas. I'm talking about Grandmama take that slipper off and pop you upside your head with it. You understand? Grandmama snatch you up. So what is it that you would say to our young people today? What would you say to them with everything that's going on with them and them doing what they got going on in their lives? What would you say to them today?
I would say you have to, first of all, you have to, after all things, we as black preachers need to, especially we have to reach out to our black African Americans. We know how to reach out to them and get them what they need to be. I would say be encouraged. I would tell the African Americans, it's not all about gang banging and drugs and drinking and all that. We as a people got to do better. And that's the problem, and that's the issue. We have to do better and don't have the crab mentality and try to pull each other down, help one another.
Okay. So what do you here's the thing right here. What do you say to their parents?
The parents need to go back to their first love as well.
My. Wow. It's not enough Jesus being talked about. You know what I'm saying?
Not.
Absolutely not. What about to the talk to the church leaders, sir?
I would talk to the church leaders, youth leaders. We have to take a stand. We need a platform. Some of y'all have nice platforms, and we can have these discussions on. We need to bring the young ministers in. And not only just bring them in, the older ministers need to train the younger ministers. And we need to do it, you know, together as a family and not try to be what I'm looking for, bigger than the other person or making them more powerful than the other person. What I'm saying, we need to have a level playground, have discussion, have sites, have things that we can discuss these things, and we need to deal with the real issue and stop picking at the scab.
Wow. Okay. So with you saying that, let me toss this out there. We have been. And I'm going to say it just like it is, Prophet, honestly. Prophet Thompson, we have been trying to open up our doors to invite everybody in, to come onto this platform to discuss issues from the root. We want to get to the root of the problem so we can destroy it.
That's right.
You know, and that's why we call it breaking chains, because we want to get down there and destroy all of that. And so that we can unify. There can be unity again. There can be fellowship again. We can love each other again. You know what I'm saying? Here's the unfortunate. A lot of people want to do their own thing, and I've had situations where people come on and then, you know what I'm saying, later on they say they don't want to be on no more, but then you turn on and they got their own going on. You know what I'm saying? And it's a lot of, and you talk about the crab mentality, it's a lot of that. We just started a youth show that kicks off on Fridays. We do it every Friday afternoon with our young people. And we talk about those issues. We let them come on and talk about their issues. You know what I'm saying? What they want to discuss, because they got a lot to say. They got a lot that's going on with them and they want to talk about it. So I want to publicly say to you, sir, this platform is open to you to come on and be a part and bring your discussions here too. We want to listen too. You know what I'm saying? We want to help out. We want to be a part of the solution.
And it keeps going,
you know, to the problems, because there are problems and there are solutions to the problems. So
yes, sir.
As we come upon the conclusion of the show, and want you to get back to your evening, and want to once again thank you and say God bless you for taking some time last minute out of your day to come on and be a part of Raising the Sound and telling your life story and helping to break chains. So what would be something final that you would say to the world out there listening right now to inspire and empower God's people right now?
I would just encourage them and tell them, be encouraged. Look to the hills from which coming their help, knowing the help come from the Lord. And don't worry about what people say. Just do the will of God.
Amen to that. All right, sir. Tell us about this last song called "Made Over." What brought that song in?
"Made Over" was just in church, and I was just at the piano, and that tune came to me, and that's what happened.
Okay.
It just came to me. I was in my little groove, and it just came to me. I was the Minister Music Act, the church I was at.
Yes, sir. All right.
And then what happened?
Okay. Well, we're gonna play this song, sir. If you could just hang on for a minute, like for you to get to pray us out as we get ready to end this show for today. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, gospel recording artist Prophet Warren Thompson. It's called Made Over, right here on YAT Radio. We live, y'all.
Come on, put your hands together, give God a hand cup of praise. For this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. How many of you here want to be made over? Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hey, glory. Come on, put them hands together. Come on, come on, come on here. How many want to be made over? Come on, magnify.
You're listening to Breaking Chains, Raising the Sound on YAT Radio.
Amen. Glory to God. I tell you, made over. Powerful song right there, boy. I tell you, that's something. Lord, make me over. You know what I'm saying? Make me a renewing of my mind. Clean me up, Lord. make me, listen, be make me pleasing in your eyes. Man, I could care less what man think of me. As long as that, you please with me, Lord, I'm good. Make me, oh boy, look at him.
Amen.
Powerful soul there, prophet, I tell you. Yes, indeed.
That's
so we
the Bible
really...
said, create
go
ahead. Clean heart for me, the right
yes,
spirit
sir.
Within us.
Amen.
I just needed the Lord to dip me.
Boy, I tell you that. Come on.
Dip
right.
And make me all the way over. Cause
all
I wanted
the
to
way
be,
over.
I wanted to be used by him for real. I just didn't want to be another artist.
Amen.
I wanted
Amen.
To be authentic. I wanted to be real. Like, again, I'm not for the money. I'm for the soul.
Amen.
I just one person to save through my music.
Come on.
I will be the happiest person alive on this side of heaven. Hallelujah.
My boy, you listen. You saying that right there though, it's something that you be the happiest person on this side of heaven. But you know, ain't it something what God say that if one soul is saved, all of heaven rejoices.
Yep.
Lord, hammer. He said
all
of heaven.
Yes.
Ooh. My.
Yeah.
Yes. That's what I'm talking about. Amen.
That's what's going on. I just thank God for that. The opportunity. I thank God for the platform. I thank God for the doors that he's going to open, even for you. God is going to elevate you even higher in your ministry. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Praise God. My God. You know,
let
me tell you something. I receive that in the name of Jesus. You know what I'm saying? Ooh,
thank you, Lord Jesus.
My God.
Yes, Lord.
My God.
I'm here I know this is an interview, but I'm hearing in my spirit that God is dropping in my spirit. Eyes have not seen, nor ears have heard what God has in restore and store for you. It's not even into the heart of man, what God about to do and place you for giving people the opportunity and the blessings that you're about to receive. That's all.
Thank you, Jesus. My God. Thank you, Prophet. That's something I'm going to receive in Jesus' name. And
amen.
We're going to keep moving forward and breaking chains, and
yes,
doing
sir.
What does say is the Lord. That's all we got. That's all I got. If without him, I got nothing else. So.
Amen.
That's where I got to lead at right there. It's been spoken, so ain't nothing else for me to say. Before we go, every night we honor our black sisters and brothers, and we do black history every night, every day. Before we go, I have to make sure that I honor our black history honoree for tonight. And on music night, we grab one of our history makers in the entertainment business. And tonight's honoree, we're going to talk about Mr. Louis Armstrong. Since you down there in New Orleans, Louisiana, we're going to honor Mr. Louis Armstrong. Mr. Louis Armstrong is our black history honoree. Learned to play cornet and read music while at the Colored Waves Home for Boys. Armstrong became a trumpet player and jazz pioneer, working with famous band leaders of the day. A superb showman and entertainer as well, he appeared in several popular films. His recording of Hello Dolly earned him a Grammy Award for Best Male Vocal Performance in 1964. Everyone put your hands together for Mr. Louis Armstrong, our Black History honoree on tonight. Here's your health tip for the evening. Don't forget. Get your exercise in. Do your stretching. Stretch those bones out. You know what I'm saying? Get your heart rate up. Do you some jumping jacks, some sit-ups. Get them crunches in. You know what I'm saying? These bellies get a little something after a certain age. So
yes,
let's take better care of ourselves. Let's push away from the snacking. Let's eat our vegetables. Eat our fruit. Cut back on all the fried foods. And everybody, like I ask you every day, at least go vegetarian at least one day out of the week. Cut meats out of your diet. And drink 64 ounces of water every day. That's 8 glasses with 8 ounces of water in it every day. 16 ounces bottled water for them every day. That's 64 ounces. Let's get physically healthy, mentally healthy, and most importantly, let's be spiritually healthy. Study your word of God. Pray without ceasing, because the effectual fervent prayer of the righteous is availeth as much. God bless you, and thank you for turning us on, raising the sound. Once again, we applaud and thank our prophet Warren Thompson for coming on at the last minute, letting God use him, giving a powerful testimony, and breaking chains. Prophet, if you don't mind, sir, we send much love to you, sir. God bless you, and may he open plenty of doors for you and bless you and bless you more abundantly. God bless you, sir.
Amen.
And if
Amen.
You don't mind, can you pray us out?
Father God, we thank you right now for your grace. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you for this broadcast, God. We thank you for Pastor right now. In the name of Jesus, God. Lord, we ask you to speak more blessings, more favor, more opportunities right now in the name of Jesus. Touch the United States, God. Touch the African Americans, God. Touch the gospel. Touch the church, God. Let us go back to our first love. In the mighty name of Jesus, we do pray. Lord, if anybody on here that's not saved, Lord, we ask you to bring them on the end on your side. In Jesus Christ's name, we do pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. God bless you, sir. Thank you. And we'll be talking to you soon. Prophet Warren Thompson. I'm sorry, Prophet. Tell everybody how to look you up and find your music, sir.
You can go to any music outlet and you can type in Warren Thompson, or you can type in I've Learned, and that will come up on YouTube. Any music outlet, you can type up Warren Thompson, I've Learned, will come up. Thank you.
Amen. God bless you, sir. We'll see you tomorrow night. Breaking Chains with the special assignment, 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. Remember, everybody, we love you, and ain't nothing you can do about it. God bless you. Peace, y'all. We love
you. Oh, my people, I love you. We're a family. Yeah, you and me. Hey, we'll make through it all. No matter what the cost, we're family. Yeah, you and me. And we'll make it through the pain, the rain, and all the trouble by ourselves. Oh, 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 oh. My people, I love you.
I love you.
We are dying.
We are dying.
They are lying, hey. We're being shot and haunted. Why you hating me? I'm just trying to be,
hey.
Ladies like me,
great like me.
Grow with one another, living happily.
Living happily.
But you hurting me,
hey.
Why not work for peace?
Why not work for peace?
Lying from Zion, I am a king. Queen, we'll make it through it all. No matter what the cost, we're family. Yeah, you and me. We'll make it through the pain and rain and all the suffering by ourselves. Oh, 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 oh. My people, I love you.
I love you.
Why we hurting?
Why we hurting?
Not yet loving.
Not yet loving.
Not yet willing.
Why
to love to all? Oh, can you feel the grace,
can
family?
You feel the grace,
breathe
family.
Another day.
Breathe
and
another
week.
Day.
Take for granted that y'all gave us all new life. But we need to learn to love each other.
Humanity.
Have a peaceful word to say.
Have a peaceful word to say.
Have a beautiful place for kids to run. Yeah, you and me, hey, we'll make it through it all. No matter what the cost, we're family. Yeah, you and me, hey, we'll make it through the pain and rain and all the trouble by ourselves.
People, I love you.
My people, I love you. I love you, my people. I love you,
my people.
I feel your pain, people. I feel your pain, people. We're family.
Wow, wow.
You've been listening to Breaking Chains, Raising the Sound on YAT Radio, featuring the spirit-filled, soothing sound of a mind-blowing experience. Sponsored by the Williams Music Group.
Thanks for turning us on this evening. Just know we are here to assist you in recovering your light from back from the darkness. Speak the Truth with Young Adults Talk Live, a ministry for the people of God. So let's join together and recover what's ours. God bless you from the Young Adults Talk family.